Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Time to go over our Country Music Insider today. This is one that I saw, too.
Okay.
Jelly Roll is playing a pair of shows in Germany and one in the Netherlands later on this summer. This is the first time that he can play shows outside of North America due to his criminal record.
Right, because he just got that scrubbed, so now he can travel.
Yeah, so, you know.
I love Jelly.
Well, a lot of countries have some strict entry restrictions on individuals with felony records, but Jelly is going overseas to perform. So
I recently saw like an Instagram video of him with like a fan's little baby.
Aww.
And it was just one of those, like, I really hope he has a kid. He seems like he'd be such a good dad.
They're trying.
Winona Judd is beginning her new greatest hits tour this Friday in Georgia. She's actually going to make her way to Saskatoon
July 15th,
as part of this. So she was recently asked, why now? And this is what she had to say.
80s and 90s country, baby. I'm bringing it back. I'm on a mission to remind people of where we were in country music, not to stay stuck there, but just to be reminded. It's important to celebrate. I don't think we celebrate enough. I think it's really important to take out that scrapbook and look through the pictures and talk about grandmother and remember then when we did this. And that's what this tour is. It's a reminder of how far I've come.
There you go. Well, if
I like that so much.
And if you love the Judds, that's a show that you're going to want to get down to.
I would love to see a lot of these, I hate saying the word, but I'd love to see a lot of these older artists kind of do this, where it's like you're going back to playing your 80s and 90s music library.
Take us down memory road a little
right?
bit. 100%.
Shania Twain has donated $25,000 to the Hershey, Pennsylvania Food Bank, and she plans to make money donations to food banks in cities where she plays this summer.
Oh, that's cool.
And I know she's going to be in Moose Jaw.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if that's going to be included
in hers. I would imagine she would. Yep.
And there's an artist named Lacey K. Booth who wants the world to know how hot she thinks George Strait is.
Okay.
So she put out a new song called George Effin' Strait.
Mm.
But some fans aren't pleased because the song is kind of profane.
Okay. Well, there you go. I mean, hey,
own.
I don't look at him in that way, but if you do, hey, you do you. And that is our Country Music Insider today.